Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting elementary schools in Texas are being allowed and encouraged to present Bible-based teachings.
The Education Board in Texas has not only approved Bible-based curriculum in elementary schools, it's offering additional funding to those that teach the Christian-based lessons. Supporters like Mary Elizabeth Castle with the group Texas Values.
There'll be a great benefit to students to help them be culturally and functionally literate.
But
it's not the job of public schools to be indoctrinating young children through the teaching of Bible stories when they should be teaching reading and language arts.
Amanda Taylor with the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty says public schools will be alienating non-Christian children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An atmospheric river leads to flooding headaches in Northern California, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The National Weather Service extended a flood watch in portions of Northern California and Southern Oregon. A so-called bomb cyclone that caused two deaths near Seattle is forecast to bring up to a foot and a half of rain through Friday.
It looks like a lake around here.
In Santa Rosa, California, Danielle Perlenfine had to give up on helping her mom retrieve a car from a flooded parking lot.
I've seen it flood here a lot of times, but I've never seen it this bad.
Heavy winds led to downed trees, road closures, and power outages. South of Santa Rosa, Gretchen Reich and Roanoke Park lost power Thursday night.
We've never had this much rain. So I had two sump pumps running, and we have no power.
Audio courtesy KGO-TV. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, another positive day. The Dow was up by 426 points to close at 44,296. The NASDAQ rose 31 to 19,003, and the S&P 500 advanced 20 points. This is SRN News. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire is taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall, and the other who plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. This is SRN News. DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
An Australian cabinet minister has rejected ex-corporation owner Elon Musk's allegation the government intends to control Australians' access to the internet through legislation that would ban young children from social media. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.